Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the Food Guys. Well, one of the perks of being a food guy for me is that I go over to Greg's house to talk about the shows that we're going to do. And quite often he has a little something there. In this case, I went over there and his lovely wife, our muse, Dorothy, was there. And she said, oh, Greg will be down in a minute. She said, by the way, maybe you should have a piece of his birthday cake. He baked his own birthday cake. And I said, of course he did. You know, who's going to bake a cake for Greg Patton? I said, what is this cake? And she says, it's Queen Mother's cake. I'll tell you, it's fab.
The recipe comes from Maida Heater's first cookbook called Maida Heater's Book of Great Desserts. Now, Maida Heater is 101 years old now. Queen Mother's cake was one of the first things that I made from her first cookbook. She has put it into about three or four different books of hers because it turns out to be one of the most popular recipes. She says that she originally got the recipe in 1962 from a food column by Clementine Paddleford, one of the most notable food writers of the time.
Yes.
The story is that Jan Smetterlin, the eminent Polish pianist, loved to cook, and he collected recipes. This one, called Queen Mother's Cake, was given to him on a concert tour in Austria. When the Queen Mother was invited to tea at the home of some friends of the Smetterlins, the hostess baked the cake according to Smetterlin's recipe. The Queen Mother loved it and asked for the recipe. Then, as the story goes, she served it often to her royal parties, including the time she invited the Smetterlins to her home. This is why it's called Queen Mother Cake.
I see.
Okay, what is it, John?
Yes. It's a flourless cake.
It is a flourless cake. It is a chocolate cake.
Rich nuts.
It's got a lot of nuts in it, ground almonds.
Yes.
What's really interesting also, when I looked at the first edition of Maida Heater's Book of Great Desserts, she called for regular almonds. They were not toasted. And now in this revised edition, which came out in 1999, the first edition came out in 1974, she toasts the almonds. She grinds the almonds with some of the sugar to make a fine powder. I will tell you, I do not like what the food processor does with ground nuts because it doesn't really grind them. It turns them into little pebbles. Whereas a food grinder turns them into flakes, which is what you want.
See.
You want it more flour-like than ground. If you don't have a nut grinder, you are going to have to use a food processor. But you can buy one of these nut grinders.
Yeah.
This is a batter that's made with butter and sugar. You cream together until it's fluffy, and then you beat in six egg yolks, and then you beat in some melted chocolate. 6 ounces of melted chocolate can be bittersweet or semi-sweet. As soon as you've done that, stir in the nuts. Then you have to whip the egg whites and fold them in carefully. You beat them with some of the sugar and a little bit of lemon juice for stability. Fold them together, and you put it in your baking pan. She says to bake it at 375 degrees for 20 minutes and then to reduce the temperature to 350 and bake it for another 50 minutes, at which point the cake is way overbaked.
Yes.
And I learned this by making it the way she said. What I find so puzzling is that these instructions, the baking instructions, are the same in the three or four different books that this recipe appears. However, when I go online, I find that people have baked the cake for 20 minutes at 350 instead of 375, and then they turn it down to 325 and bake it for another 50 minutes. What I do is I bake it at 375 for 20 minutes, and then I turn it down to 325 and only bake it for 30 minutes more. You want a moist cake.
Right.
And I always use an oven thermometer, so it's not like my oven is way off that I would have to reduce the temperature that much. And then the whole thing is iced with this ganache, heavy cream, and 8 ounces of chocolate.
An interesting aspect of it is that this is a process that once started is has to go on in a continuous
flow. Yes, you can't dally at all. Once you've stirred the melted chocolate into the batter, remember, chocolate will harden. And if your butter is not quite at room temperature, the chocolate will harden and you'll find it very difficult to fold in the egg whites, and you'll deflate them and you will get a lousy cake.
You can beat the egg whites ahead.
You can beat them ahead of time a little bit because they've got that lemon juice in there for stability. And that's what I advise that you do. Where should they go for the recipe?
They should go to mtpr.org,
okay,
to the food
all
guys,
right.
And that's where they will find it. And then they can say to themselves, you know, I'm going to tune in next week for
the food guys.